In this bulletin, 80% of Australians aged 16 years and above now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Australians rally across the country as part of a global day of action for climate change. And in sport, Western Bulldogs AFLW players and staff sent into isolation after a member of the program tested positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. of Australians aged 16 years and over are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The single-dose vaccination coverage is at 89%. Vaccination rates at the state and territory level are uneven. The ACT is the highest rate, with 94.4% of its population aged 12 and over fully vaccinated, while Western Australia has the lowest. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked everyone who's received a COVID-19 vaccine so far.
This has been a true Australian national effort. In cities and suburbs and towns, in hospitals and pharmacies, aged care facilities, disability homes. There's been the pop-up clinics. We've been in remote Indigenous communities, army barracks and stadiums, thousands of locations all across our amazing country.
Thousands of anti-vaccination demonstrators have marched through the streets of Melbourne's CBD. It comes as Victoria reports 1,268 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 7 more deaths. Protesters criticise vaccine mandates and the state government's pandemic legislation. The laws would replace state of emergency powers expiring on the 15th of December and give the Premier the authority to declare a pandemic and extend emergency conditions for 3 months at a time for as long as considered necessary. Authorities in the Northern Territory are still establishing the source of a COVID-19 outbreak that has now expanded to 3 cases. The Katherine and Greater Darwin regions are in day 2 of a 3-day lockdown after the Territory recorded its first locally acquired coronavirus case of the pandemic. The new case is a 21-year-old woman who arrived in Darwin from Cairns on Friday. She's had 1 vaccine dose. Deputy Chief Health Officer Charles Payne says it's hoped more answers will be found with the genomic sequencing.
It may be a significant case, but unfortunately at this point our information is incomplete. We need to do further genomic testing to see if we can make any other connections with cases around Australia. The sequencing of infectiousness doesn't imply that that is the actual source. So unfortunately, we're still not clear about that. So we still don't know where this has come from.
Thousands of Australians have rallied across the country calling for more ambitious plans from delegates at the COP26 climate summit. Protesters at Sydney's Hyde Park called for 100% publicly owned renewable energy by 2030, support for Indigenous-led approaches to land management, and solidarity with Pacific Island nations vulnerable to the most severe impacts of climate change. Samoan Mary Jane McKibben-Schwenke says Pacific Islanders are fighting for their future.
The climate crisis puts at risk the preservation of our Pacific Islands and cultures, our Pacific values and traditions that are intrinsic to our being. That is why we are here fighting for our islands. If our governments do not act now, it will be too late. We are calling on the world leaders, you, Scott Morrison, step up.
A man has been reported missing following an apparent shark attack at a Perth beach. Police say the incident happened on Saturday at Port Beach in the suburb of North Fremantle. Water police, Surf Life Saving, the Surf Rescue Helicopter and other agencies are searching the area. All nearby beaches have been closed. And to sport, Western Bulldogs AFLW players and staff have been sent into isolation after a member of the program tested positive for COVID-19. The club says the individual, who's fully vaccinated, attended training free of symptoms on Thursday, but later returned a positive test. Saturday's planned training session was cancelled after the club was made aware of the positive case on Friday night. It's unclear when the team will be allowed to resume training. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. In Melbourne, showers clearing, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, showers, a possible storm, 24. Wollongong, showers, 25. Similar conditions in Sydney and Newcastle, 28. Brisbane, showers increasing, also 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.